Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Welcome to Strictly Business, Variety's weekly podcast featuring conversations with industry leaders about the business of media and entertainment. I'm Cynthia Littleton, co-editor-in-chief of Variety. Today, my guest is Sam Wu, CEO of Rakuten Viki. Viki is the streaming arm of Japanese retail giant Rakuten. Viki carries content from Korea, Japan, China, and other Asian countries. As global streaming has taken off, so has Viki. And nothing has boosted the service more than the popularity of Korean dramas, or K-dramas. My conversation with Wu coincides with a deep dive in Variety this week into South Korea and its influence on the world stage. This exploration was eye-opening for me, and this also connects with the return of KCON in downtown Los Angeles this week. KCON is a fan gathering that celebrates K-pop and other aspects of Korean pop culture. The streaming marketplace itself is evidence at how well K-dramas are traveling well beyond the country's borders. There are half a dozen streamers that make top Korean content available in markets around the world, and that's not including the majors like Netflix and Disney+. Wu has seen the growth of the market firsthand at Viki. The service has grown at a steady clip for the last 10 years, but the past 3 to 5 years have seen really big gains everywhere from Latin America to the Middle East. Wu offers great insights into a market that is defined by a sense of community that knows no geographic bounds. That's all coming up after the break.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Sam Wu, CEO of Rakuten Viki, coming to us from Oakland. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Great to be here, Cynthia.
You can't ignore the explosion of interest around the world and the explosion of creativity and innovation in Asian-themed content, content shows, original movies and TV shows that are coming out of the Asian diaspora. Rakuten Viki is right in the heart, in the center of that. Sam, why don't you start by telling us, just kind of sketch out for us what Rakuten Viki is as a streaming service, who you reach, and what your audience profile is.
Yes, definitely. So Rakuten Viki is the leading streaming destination for Asian entertainment. We offer one of the largest content libraries focusing on Asian content, with a premium selection of TV shows and movies from Korea and all across Asia. In addition to our content, we're also known for our high quality subtitles, which are contributed by our community in over 150 languages, as well as our engaging product experiences, such as watch parties, fan collections, ratings and reviews, and much more. So we've seen this growth in interest of Asian entertainment, I would say over the last 10 years, and really picking up more recently in the last 3 to 5 years. And I think this speaks to the trend of, one, the format just being really quite engaging, the storylines really resonating with audiences, and through that word of mouth and sharing, and through this, you know, streaming destinations like Viki and other global and US-based services introducing Asian content to the US audience, really have driven this growing interest and popularity in the market.
Mm-hmm. So you are, the service itself is based, if I'm not mistaken, out of Japan.
Rakuten itself is headquartered in Japan. And Viki, Rakuten Viki, we're spread across multiple different locations. Here in the US, we're headquartered in San Mateo, California, here in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Also have offices in Seoul, Korea, in Shanghai, and Singapore as well.
Mm-hmm. And where are your biggest pockets of strength? Is the US one of your biggest markets?
Yes. So US is our biggest market by audience, but we're global. We have users in North America, South America, in Europe, in Australia, New Zealand, India. So we really see this fandom growing, not just, you know, here in the US, which is really strong in terms of the audience reception, mm-hmm. but we're seeing the popularity really growing everywhere around the world.
Mm-hmm. What the next question is the why of it all. What do you think? What do you think is driving this?
Well, so I think, you know, the Asian content, I think over the years, there's been a lot of great stories that have been told, but that have not really reached different markets around the world. And through platforms like Viki, now we're able to bring that outside of the home countries. We leverage the community to subtitle and localize the content in multiple different languages so that people around the world can enjoy in their own languages and really understand the content and fall in love with the content. At the heart of it, the storylines are great. It resonates with people. The stories are about life, about love, things that people can really connect with. And the production, the format is really high quality. It lends itself to be easily enjoyed. Now, I think the K-drama format typically is in mini-series form, roughly 16 episodes to 20 episodes. and about 1 hour each. So you can imagine, you know, these single season series to be highly entertaining with a lot of different storylines and twists, shot with great cinematography, with great acting and cast. So there's a lot that goes into it. And I think, you know, with the platforms like Viki and others, really bringing this out to people and allowing people to enjoy this, introduce it. I think it's easy to fall in love with this, this genre. And once they fall in love with this, they come to discover there's even more beyond Korean dramas that they fall in love with, but there are different genres within Korean dramas and also in Chinese dramas or Japanese dramas and others that really fall into the world of Asian content.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that if we could drill down a little bit more, would you say that a large part of the engine of it would be the drama series, or are there you know, comedies and game shows, and do you have like a wide array of genres and content?
Well, our service, we have a wide array of content, and what we found is that typically people are introduced through the dramas, and once they get into the dramas, because the cast tend to also cross over in, you know, variety shows or reality and mm-hmm. movies, we see that carry people over to the different formats. And also we see similar storylines being, you know, remade, you know, from Korean dramas to Japanese dramas, mm-hmm. Chinese dramas, etc. And people then carry over and enjoy those contents in these various forms.
It's a metaverse of remakes, it sounds like, yeah.
It is. And we've seen, you know, from our platform, people really love seeing how each culture reimagines the story and makes it their own.
On your service, does the content, do you make it bingeable, or do you roll out shows in like a weekly episode release pattern? What's the cadence of your content?
So we look at each show slightly differently. So we typically take a look at how we want to introduce the show to the audience. But if certain shows we may broadcast, you know, a couple of episodes every single week. Some we may offer to be binged, right from the beginning. Some we also offer to be enjoy for free without, you know, with supported by advertising. Some are for subscribers only. So we try to look at the content and introduce it to the audience in different ways that allow fans to be able to be introduced to Asian content and also enjoy this in different ways. Because a lot of it is new to people. Mm-hmm. People would like to try to see if this is something that they're interested in. They may have heard about it from their friend and family, and they want to get introduced to it. So we try to make it in a way that can be enjoyed in multiple different ways and formats to allow people to be introduced to it. And once we see that once people are introduced to it, they typically really enjoy and then fall in love and try to enjoy more of the catalog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have a mix of paid and advertising supported services? Are there different tiers that people can get into?
That's right. We have multiple tiers.
As you can see, as you know, that's the wave of the future for a lot of big players right now.
Yes, that is the wave of the future. And that's the world that we've been living in mm-hmm. since the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And since the very beginning, you know, I think with foreign language content, we've tried to introduce this to people from around the world. And it's not easy to get people to want to pay for something that they don't know much about. Mm-hmm. So we introduce it by creating a free version that's supported by ads. As we see that there are more and more, you know, users and fans around the world really enjoying this, then, you know, we started incorporating a more premium subscription plans that allow earlier access, removes the ads and creates offers an ad-free and HD enjoyable experience. And more and more we iterate on that, but we always provide a selection of content to be enjoyed for free to allow new users to be introduced to the genre mm-hmm. so that they can really fall in love with it and, you know, then see if they want to get into the whole world of Asian dramas.
Mm-hmm. With the growth, and you have competitor, although Rakuten Viki was definitely early in this space, you do have some competitors now. Are you finding that getting content, sourcing the content that you want, is that becoming more competitive?
Well, so I'll say that we work closely with our content partners from Asia, and it is a pretty, there's a wide selection of content that's being produced across Korea, Japan, China, and others. So there's certainly a lot of activity in the market right now from many global and US-based streamers acquiring more Asian content. But we've been able to develop good relationships with our partners to provide and select the right content that we think our audiences will really resonate with and enjoy. So there's certainly more activity, but we see that there's a healthy market that does provide us with the healthy amount of content and the right content to bring to our audiences.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, I wanted to ask you a bit more about the subtitling. You say that a lot of subtitles are contributed by the community. How do you quality control and make sure that the subtitles are right?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's something that I think when people hear about this, when I first learned about how Viki contributors are creating the subtitles, that's one of the first questions that I had too, is how do you manage this process and how do you ensure the quality of the subtitles? Because at the heart of it, we also have to convince the content partners to allow us to put this on their content. So that really, so when we really look to create different tools that allow our community members to, one, create process within themselves to validate and cross-check the quality of this. There's, for every show, there's always a channel manager that organizes different languages, and each language will have a lead that manages the contributors, and they go through their own quality control and to ensure that they bring in the right people with the right knowledge. For example, if they're translating a show that is a medical drama, then they're bringing on people with some knowledge in that to be able to correctly translate that in the right language. And also then once they have this, the subtitles complete, then the subtitles are locked, so no more edits can be made, so that they ensure the quality of this. And, I think many times, our content partners in the past have also requested us to share the completed subtitles so they can put on in the past DVDs and some other, so that they can provide that for resale later on. So you can see that by that, that's a proof point of how high quality the subtitles are, and that the power of the community really, I think, shows that the love and passion that people have for the content will result in great work.
Yeah, transcribing it themselves. It is an interesting, it is a challenge that there are so many languages and dialects and, in the diaspora of, compared to other regions where you might have different flavors of Spanish, but it's all, kind of that basic, there are very many, many languages in the Asian community. So that I would imagine that would have been in the past a certain hurdle to a service like this, but this sounds like a very enterprising solution. Was that something, having viewers send in suggested subtitles, was that something that happened organically, or was that something that was solicited by the company?
Well, so that's actually, so that brings me to the origins of the company. I don't know if you know. So the company started out as actually a class project in 2007 of grad students who were studying how can people better learn different languages, and the idea was that perhaps people can learn through entertainment by watching and subtitling different videos online and learning new language as a part of that. And it was in 2010 when the co-founders saw the opportunity to leverage this community-based crowdsourced translation subtitles to open new markets for content, you know, creators, and also introduce foreign language content to people all around the world. So that was kind of the basis of it.
So many interesting businesses of late have, you know, start as a college project.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me, I know another trend that is really starting to bubble up is Korean remakes of popular US shows, like the show Suits, but also like Korean remakes of the popular Netflix show Money Heist, which is La Casa de Papel, a Spanish show that has been remade in a couple of markets, including Korea. Is that now, I mean, that's like meta on meta in terms of the pop culture and the kind of blurring of the lines, but is that something that you guys are seeing is driving some viewership, is like sort of fun remakes of contemporary US shows?
Yeah, so interesting you bring that up. I think, you know, it's certainly an interesting evolution of this. You know, I think it's been common for studios to remake popular shows, you know, maybe out from the US in all other cultural formats, you know, in Asia and some other countries to attract wider audiences.
Right. Charlie's Angels in how many different, right?
Exactly. So this seems like a natural evolution that kind of going in the other way. In that, I think this speaks to, I think, more of how the K-drama format has just becoming more popular around the world, that this can be something that may not just be enjoyed, you know, in those domestic, you know, local markets, but also regionally and globally as well. And we recently brought a Korean remake of Jane the Virgin called Wooey the Virgin to our platform. And it was really a perfect fit because, you know, in addition to, you know, it's a great story, which is why it was a hit in its original iteration. Uh-huh. It also was great for drawing in more casual viewers to our platform who may not, you know, normally watch K-dramas, but were intrigued with how this will be made. So the show was well received by our audience and was one of our top five drops when it was on air.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more from Rakuten Viki CEO Sam Wu after this break.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
we're back with more from Rakuten Viki CEO Sam Wu. How do you market Rakuten Viki? Do you market obviously territory by territory, but do you do much off air? Is most of your marketing promotion kind of within your own ecosystem? How do you get the word out about your service?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, especially this category, while we have very passionate fan bases, it's new to many of us, in each market. And what we try to do, and it's at the heart of our business, is, you kind of will hear me kind of mention this multiple times in our conversation, is how we engage with our community and the community of K-drama, Asian content fans. And we truly leverage that community to one, be the advocates to help, share the content outside of Viki, and we built a strong social media presence with followers across social media, and we share that within our account, and people will tend to highly engage with it, tag their friends, and share that, and also repost about some of the contents. So we leverage that quite heavily as a way for us to get the word out in one, an authentic and something that really scales quite well. Because I think from what we see, most people discover content through word of mouth and through their friends, from what we have seen on our platform. So we're trying to leverage that, one, through our different outlets, whether that's through social media and on our platform. So we also create different differentiated features such as watch parties and different discussion and collections that, one, enable fans to create different recommendations for other fans, introduce new content to other users who may be new to the platform. Mm-hmm. So there are different ways that we try to engage in to make it a fun experience in discovery and make it authentic and connect people together and leverage that to drive more awareness for the content.
It sounds like you have a lot of sort of built-in fans that are evangelists. They want to talk about this content. They want to let people know that, hey, there's all this very cool and creative stuff going on in another part of the world. And now through the magic of streaming and, erasing borders, it's available. Do you have much issue when you are licensing shows? Does it become a territory by territory challenge to clear a show in each territory? Or are you able to kind of do broad deals? There's so much in the U.S. right now. There is so much changing about rights and how they are held in streaming, how long they're held in streaming. I'm very curious about how it's working in other parts of the world and in the U.S. as far as your business is concerned.
Yeah, I think there's certainly a lot of activity going on in the market.
It's a lot of work for your BA, I'm sure.
there's a lot of activity going on, and I think what we focus on is building and continuing to build on those relationships we have with our content partners. And I think over the years we've demonstrated that we've been our focus in carving out this category and really driving them value and from the business perspective have contributed to us be able to maintain some of these relationships and these rights. And of course, with growth in the business, we're able to share more with our partners as well. So we definitely see the activity, but we're managing through those, through the long-term relationships that we're building and through the performance that we delivered for our partners.
Mm-hmm. Can you disclose your basic subscriber base as it stands now?
Sorry, I can't speak to that number, but we can see the overall number of registered users we have on our platform. So we have over 59 million registered users on the platform. That has grown, I think 33% year over year as of last quarter. And so that continues to grow quite well. And we've seen I think, you know, tremendous growth over the last couple of years, and we see the momentum building. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those things where, you know, once it's, you know, reaching more people and people are discovering the content more, and they really will enjoy it, and then share, and then that builds onto a larger audience. So we see this category really continuing to grow, and I think the future is bright.
Mm-hmm. Do you, would you say, is there a demographic, a basic demographic? Is it on the younger end of the bulk of your audience, or is it a mix of, you know, is it a range of ages that in terms of your audience?
I would say what we see is a range of ages, but more concentrated in the millennial and Gen Z demographic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've seen that this demographic really growing, and as we bring on different types of content, we're also diversifying the audience a bit. But I would say that that's certainly the most active audience segment that we have on the platform.
Mm-hmm. Do you webtoons have become such a like almost overnight? Where I feel like Variety is starting to write about webtoons every day. Kind of a very, it seems like a very digital native format. Is that anything that, is that any, an area of expansion for Vicky?
Well, so we definitely see the popularity of webtoons becoming much more prevalent in, you know, with I think similar segments of users. Mm-hmm. I think there's actually a lot of Korean dramas and Asian dramas that are based off of webtoons, mm-hmm, as well.
So I'm learning.
See that format crossing over quite well. And so we're certainly happy to see the popularity of webtoons, mm-hmm, being able to carry over and introduce audiences to the drama format. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we do see. We see that is going to be a continuing trend, just given the popularity of webtoons. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm, I think similar to how in the past, different mangas have inspired different types of formats being created as well. So this is something that we see as a growing trend. We do watch parties I think launch events for particular shows, and I think to introduce fans to, you know, new premieres. We, mm-hmm, also have the private watch party features.
Oh, that, uh-huh,
yeah. So people can create their own, and we and other users can discover that on our website, and they can join and participate and meet other fans and enjoy their favorite content together, mm-hmm, or be introduced to another new show that they know that they weren't aware of. So we've seen some of those really take off as well. And that's something we're pretty excited about as new iterations of bringing communities together.
Anything, any new frontier for Vicky coming up that you can talk about? Anything, any new iteration or application or feature that you're excited about coming up, or any content that you're excited about coming up?
Well, so we're certainly excited about the content lineups that we have. I think product side, you know, there'll be a few iterations of how we leverage and bring forward our community ratings, reviews, and recommendations to be more forefront, so that it creates a different way for people to browse and discover content through more authentic user-led and recommendations. Hmm. So those are the differentiations that you'll see us working on and sharing with our through our product experiences in the future. As a differentiator that we have, and speaks to the community-centric experiences that we have as a business.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha, Sam. It sounds like a lot going on. There is so much activity in the content world. It is a 24/7 global business. My last question for you, Sam: tell me a little bit about yourself. What brought you to Rakuten Vicky?
I joined the company in 2012. And it's been a long time, so 10 years. I discovered a company back then, and the mission and how the business was focused around bringing people together through entertainment, bridging cultures through entertainment, and, you know, the part of, you know, discovering new languages and learning languages through content. it really spoke to me. I moved to the US when I was 10, and the way I didn't speak any English before I moved over, and the way I learned English was through watching Seinfeld.
My dear friend Nelly Andreeva, fellow journalist, came from Bulgaria. Same thing. I've got to connect you to. You guys can. She said Seinfeld, and that's so. There's some esoteric language in Seinfeld. That is so funny.
Yeah. So that was how I learned English, and by watching television. People in my family. My parents didn't speak much English at all. So I'm learning through that and through friends. And when I discovered Vicky and saw that really the mission is around, how do we bridge cultures and connect through languages and localizing it through the power of community and sharing great content to people all around the world. And me growing up, watching content from all over, Asia and US and other parts, that just hit home for me. Mm-hmm. And I thought I had to join this company. So I dropped an email to a jobs at Vicky Alias and started a conversation. And here I am 10 years later.
What would you say in your role as CEO, what is the experience from your past that is most helpful to you in your role today?
Well, I would say that the one thing that I learned starting from my first job was realizing that I didn't really know very much at all, and knowing that learning and the curiosity and interest to continue learning was really my one skill set that I had.
a capacity for curiosity and learning. That is a good skill in a CEO.
So that is something that I think has I've carried out through my career. And I started out in working in finance in a business operations capacity. Mm-hmm. But it was my curiosity to learn more about different aspects of businesses, the different functions, and trying to actually do those functions and learn outside of what my role is. And I think that's what carried me over to today. And me joining Vicky at an earlier stage when we're just a startup, really you had a job title, but you're doing whatever is necessary. Right. to sweeping up at night too.
Sure. I'm sure.
Right. To carry the business forward. So I think it really is that curiosity and always looking to learn and see how do we overcome different challenges. And that's what really kept me going and got me to where I am today. And I think something that I truly believe in is important.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to leave us a review at Apple Podcasts. We love to hear from listeners. Please go to Variety and sign up for our Strictly Business newsletter. And don't forget to tune in next week for another episode of Strictly Business.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.